Blog Talk Radio. you know. And she fight other things to keep her busy, to stay up and not rest.
I don't hear anything. Are we silent? Are we on the air? I can't hear anything.
Well,
you there, Greg?
This is Prophet Sermon.
I don't hear a thing. You hear something?
Whether you're an alcoholic, out there on drugs, or whatever the situation may be, God can make a difference.
Sherman, what's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Good morning to God. Just be the glory. This is yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Juno Pierce Sherman, into your hearing. It's a great pleasure to be invited on the show this morning, just to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. My dearly beloved brother, Greg Show, thank you for this great opportunity. On those that made it happen, we give thanks unto the Lord. For the bread that we breathe, we can give thanks. For only those that are in the line of the living, we cannot praise Him in 6 feet beneath the ground. We can only praise Him if we those that are 6 feet above, or 5 feet, or 4 feet, or 3 feet, or 10 feet. They that has bread this morning, even if you're on a bed of affliction, you can give thanks unto the Lord, for He's good. God ever bless you, my beloved brother and sister, and all those under the sound of my voice at this time.
Well, you know one thing I want to say. Let's go ahead and clap that up, DJ Brad. It's my big brother here. I know you got the P-R-O-F-I-T, but this is the P-R-O-P-H-E-T. I'm telling you, he's a real man of God. Me and him has been on this spiritual journey for a long, long time. We've been through the tension. We like to do for our first time visitors here on the Greg Shell Show, but you ain't no visitor, you my big brother. And if you would just tell the world a little bit about, I wanted to say this before I go any further, the way you got that hand clap like that, I believe once we enter into the kingdom of God and we have left this earth, I believe the angels and everybody clap and welcome you in just like that. I really believe that. I believe that. So we're going to welcome you the same way here on the earth, in the earth. With that being said, tell us a little bit about who Prophet Juno Tyre Sherman is and give us a little background on who you are exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. First of all, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you're extremely busy, and I want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out with your brother Greg Shell right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Well, a little background for where I came from is that I'm actually a born of Bahamian. Now I'm American, a citizen of the same. And I truly want to thank the Lord for that great opportunity that I've been saved from 1985, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ and being crucified and still there. I've been in the hospitality business for all my life. As you might probably know, Miles Monroe, Dr. Former Miles Monroe, the Bahamas is where God lives, with the sand, it's white and it's pink in the sky, it's sunny and the water is clear. That's where I'm from. Praise God, and the people that love the Lord, the hospitality is great. And truly thank you. Now I've been here in America for the past 15 odd years, enjoying this such beautiful country and the people, and there's so much grounds that souls need to be touched. And I've been so many things, hats that I do wear, that I wear in the hospitality business, that I'm trying to regroup. But my first love now is the gospel. As a man of God, traveled from place to place, doing preacher tons, going out to reach, evangelizing, where come out of the four corner walls and try to recruit disciples or to reach those that are hurting from the inner part of their being, those that are fallen and have been taken away the authority and the power, those that are on the streets and in the highways, and those that are homeless, and those that are feeling pains, and those that are complex and oppressed. It, you know, they are all everywhere. Everywhere that I travel, you know, everywhere I travel, I see this puts a burning in the heart, you know, to say so much needed to be done. The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. And the Lord have given me that desire since I came here. And try not to get caught up in the secular work, but to try to stay in the kingdom, focus on the kingdom business, you know, to launch out, to spend my time, my energy, to network men and women of God and make disciples out of them. And this is an opportunity that I trust that I can reach those near and far, realize that to bring forth the unity of the body of Christ, the kingdom labors, the kingdom workers. I truly want to thank the Lord for Greg Shell for Greg, the man of God. He's to say it's my chef. It's chef. I'm in the hospitality. I cook. I'm a chef. I cook different type of meals, food, cater. They had different hats that I wear. Been a garment manufacturer most of my life as well, one of the hats. And as I said before, it's that the hat that I bear now is the kingdom. You know, a child, a man of God, a minister to your soul that you will hear shortly thereafter. You know, I've been married for the past 50 years, less than 50 years. My wife carried my title. Praise God Almighty Jesus. Have two beautiful daughters. They are all saved. My whole soul is saved. My whole family is saved. I have great, great sons, son-in-laws, great-grandchildren. God ever so blessed. We all in good health. And here I am today, you know, and ready to celebrate, you know. Celebrated my 68th birthday. Amen. And still moving forward. And still has that zeal and that determination to continue yet to move on. And still got room to be able to do much, much more by grace, by God grace. I thank you for this opportunity this day in Jesus Christ's name. Came from a large family. I am the 15th of my father's flock, which he had 19. And
wow.
Here I am today. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, real good. Well, I just want to tell the world, you know, me and I have been together for a long, long time, and we've been through the trenches together in life, and it ain't an easy life. God said that this road is a very difficult road, and a lot of times, you know, many people don't find it, you know, and it's very challenging, especially when the people that are closest to you that you think working with you, working against you, and you have to be able to understand through God's wisdom who is for you and who is against you, and you will know because he'll give you that still sense of discernment. So I want to first of all again welcome you into the show. Of course, you're going to be the man of the hour in just a short right here in the Greg Shell Show. I'm going to play this song here for the world before we go into the message for today. On Sundays, we're going to have various ministers coming and speaking the word of God exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, and you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. Really excited. God's doing some amazing things in the earth, and if you in the earth and you still alive, that means you have another opportunity to get it right, whatever that you're facing, whatever giants that you're facing. You can't do it alone. You got to have a supernatural power, and his name is Jesus. He's the Son of God and man. Whether you believe it or not, it's real. I don't care if you're in a cartel. I don't care what kind of tail you in. You need Jesus because at the end of the day, when you leave this earth and you don't know where you're going, it's going to be a bad situation for you. I'm going to play this song this morning before the man of the hour come on. I'm going to play this song before his sermonic message today. He's going to be the one that any other pastor, if you want to come through to get on this preaching section on the Greg Shell Show, you would have to go through him. I trust him in regards to not just bringing anybody on the air because they can preach and speak, but they have the anointing of God and they have the spirit of the Lord God on them and not caught up in pride and all that stuff. So with that being said, y'all, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to play this song by Bishop Paul Morton. And it simply says, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with
put your phone on mute,
just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise.
whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
Amen. That was Bishop Paul Morton. Frank, you there?
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. God's word
to be played with.
God's word
to be manipulated.
God's word
to be twisted.
God's word will.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. It's Dad. I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track, God's Word. That's by none other than Ernest Faust, Jr., the executive producer and the leading actor in the new movie that's available on Tubi right now called Full Time Pimpin'. Yep, Full Time Pimpin'. Of course, I was in that movie. I played as a co-star, and I played the pimp, Arthur. They call me the pastor pimp. So, you know, at the end of the day, people do what they do. It's just like a police. You know, you have to do what he do, and everybody do what they do. And stop pointing fingers at people because you got 4 points back at you. With that being said, we're going to bring the man of the hour. He's on the line. Prophet, you there?
I'm right here, man of God. God bless you.
What you thought about that track right there, talking about all them fake pastors and fake bishops, they're going to get what's coming to them. What you thought about that?
Well, the Bible declared that whatever you sow is what you reap. So therefore, if you're fake, well, then you receive fake reward. Amen? The truth
that
is something
is,
that
is. If it ain't to be cool to nobody, because demons can be cool. They talk to you any kind of way, so you got to understand that God gave you power to trample over serpents and scorpions and all forms of evil. So don't let the evil one make you feel less than when you're greater than. With that being said, y'all, we getting ready to bring the man of the hour. It's an honor to have him on the line with us all the way from Nassau, Bahamas. He's all the way here on the Greg Shell Show exclusively, and he's going to give you the message for today. And with that being said, we're going to turn it over to him for the next 30 minutes exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. So 12 o'clock, man of God, we want to put a pin in it, all right? Thank you so much. We're 12:04. This is 12:04. God, God bless. You got the floor.
Amen. I truly want to thank the Lord God Almighty, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let the Redeemer of the Lord order say so. Truly want that the Spirit of the living God move even right now. The Lord thy God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant, the promises, and the 12 tribes that scattered abroad upon the earth. I truly thank you for those that has an ear today. If you are listening right now, pause right there. If you could hear me under the sound of my voice, the Spirit of the living God want to bring fresh manna to your hearing right now, wherever you are. You don't have to move, doesn't get ready, wherever you are, whatever situation you're in. You may be in your automobile, just listening in. You may be just getting up, just ready to do whatever you need to do. You don't have to worry, the word want to come to you, just like that, quick, just like that. If you could hear, give me your undivided attention and hear what heaven is saying, what the word is saying, where fresh manna is coming from the north, the west, the east, and the south. I want to thank the Lord for Greg's show this morning and this opportunity and this means of ways of getting the word out to you this morning. This morning I want to speak about is that word, the truth of the word, truth. Truth, what is truth? Truth is something that cannot change, but it can be proven. And what is that? That's God's word. God's word. In other words, is that as a preacher, man of God, of the cloth, and those that are exercises, if you want to know what God is saying, or what the Lord is saying, is through his word. So where his word is in the Bible. And the Bible spelled B-I-B-L-E. What does it mean? Abbreviation. Abbreviation is basic instruction before leaving earth. It is important that you need to know, and you need to hear, or to receive what thus said the Lord thy God. His will for you. The Bible is for you to know your will and who you are. Where you heading, where you going, what you need to know to be able to acknowledge the event of time that we are in now. If you have a Bible this morning, and this is yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman, once again, yes, originated from Nassau, Bahamas, right here now in South Florida, / where I reside. I want to thank this opportunity to allow me to come into your space just for a short time, less than half an hour. I'll be in and be out with you this morning. If you have a Bible this morning, let's look in the Gospel according to St. John 1. The Gospel according to St. John 1, and I will read it. The Gospel according to St. John, the writer of John, is identified as the disciple of Jesus, loved. The apostle of John, it was probably written sometime between AD 85 and AD 90. John, the center on the teaching of Christ and their applicability of all men. Additionally, John focused on the humanity of Christ while never losing sight of Christ's divine nature in the letter. The chapter John provides information concerning the arrest, the trial, the crucifixion of Jesus that the other Gospels do not contain. John contains the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35, Jesus wept. And the most often quoted verse is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. An awesome word there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and said, whosoever believeth in Jesus, the Son of the living God, shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. And this morning I want to be able to speak life into a dead situation. You may be dead, even though you're breathing, but you're dead. You have trouble on every side. What you need is life to be spoken into your dead situation that it can turn around. You need healing speak into where you are hurting, where you got your plagues, you got your anxiety. You know, people are walking around so many hurt because they're hurting in the inside. They're carrying that hurt, that pain, that perplex in their inside. Nobody is hearing what's going on in their inside. They believe because they look fine, they dress up fine, or because they notice, but they're hurting in the inside. And temporary relief will not fix it. Only the word of life can fix that. I come to tell you good news. Come without money, come without price. It is the word of the living God. The Bible declare, matter of fact, just to set the base, the Bible declare that in Luke 24, and 44, and Jesus is speaking, and he said unto them, speaking to his disciples, he said, these are the words which I spoke unto you. These are the words that I spoke unto you. So if you got a Bible, you got a pen, you got a pen pod. As that music that was on prior to, that we are given account. If I'm a man of God, I'm going to preach what thus said the Lord thy God. Or I could refer it in reference from the word into your hearing so that you can write it, jot it down, that you could study it or look into it so that you may have life and have it abundantly. And in Luke 24:44 say, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. This is a fulfillment. You were born with a purpose to fulfill. You are in this world to fulfill. Jesus came in the world to fulfill his purpose and his call, that you may have life and have it abundantly, that you become sons of God. Am I talking to somebody under the sound of my voice, whoever you are? I'm not talking about religious. If you could be religious, but you need the word. You could have it. You could be in a denomination, but you need the word. The word that is covering us is the word, and that's the word of truth. The truth not to set. Organization may set you free. Prison may set you free. Syndicates may set you free. But the word will make you free. You need to be makeover. You need no longer to carry that sickness, slave mentality. You need to be made free. And the word came to fulfill to set you free. Or to loose the entanglement of the yoke that is upon you, to fulfill which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And Jesus was saying that he came in the volume of the book. You could find him not as Jesus in the Old Testament, but he is there. He's in as Lord in the Old Testament. He is the Lord God in the Old Testament. That's who he is. And if you read the prophecy and read the prophecy, he came to ensure without a shadow of a doubt that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. And Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and old. May not call him Jesus, but he was Lord. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and right now, right now, wherever you are and forevermore. So he came in the volume of the book. And then the Bible declared in that same verse, he said, and then open he their understanding. What I'm trying to bring forth to you is to open your understanding that you might understand the scriptures. Because the Bible said that search the scripture, John 5:39, he said, search the scripture, for in them he believed that he has eternal life. And he said, they testify of me. I need you to search the scripture. You may have a cell phone, which is good. But I encourage you today to purchase yourself. Invest into your will. Invest into your investment. Invest into good stuff that has benefited you. A study Bible, a pen pad. Get all your pads. Your hymn book. Your Bible book. Your checkbook. They all work together with the books to realize that what the Lord is saying to you this morning, that you'll understand the scripture. And said unto them, and I'm saying unto you, thus if it is written, thus it's hoped Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repent and remissions of sin should be preached in his name amongst all nations at Jerusalem. My duty and my job as a minister to your soul is to be able, hovik, or to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, a repentance of remissions of sin. Neither you save or you lost, one or the other. You can't have two. Neither you save or you lost. If the trumpet of the Lord should sound now, right now, think about it now. If the trumpet of the Lord should sound now, do you have time to confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and God had raised him from the dead? Do you have time now? Do you have time? Neither you save or you lost. But I got good news. If you die right now and not knowing Christ, believe it or not, you'll go to hell. Glad that you asked. What's hell? It's the grave. You die not knowing Christ, and you cannot change nothing in the grave. If there's any changes, it is now, right now, wherever you are. Right now. I'm a preacher. I must preach that to you. First and foremost, before we go further, neither you saved or you lost. You need to make that decision now, right now. That husband need to make that decision now. Your wife need to make that decision now. If you're not saved, I didn't ask the kid. If you're a churchgoer, you should have been saved. If you're a choir, I'm not talking to the choir member because they should be saved. If you're a preacher man, he should be saved. He should know Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. I'm not talking to all those churchgoers. I'm talking to those that are lost need to be saved. Neither you're saved or you lost. I'm not going to argue, debate. Neither you're saved or you lost. If there's anybody that knows if they're saved or they lost, that is you. Do not blame your mama, neither your daddy, because you're living it up. Neither you know. If you're not, good news, you need to be saved now. Tomorrow profit you nothing because you don't have no control of tomorrow. You don't have guarantee no life of tomorrow, but today is the day of salvation. And the Lord said, anyone hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today, salvation come to wherever you are, just the way you are. You may be half-dressed, no dress, whatever. You may be in your personal room. Yes, tears may be rolling down your eyes. Yes, you have broken your heart. Yes, everything seems not to be going the way you want it to go because you need salvation now. And it come knocking at your door now, right now. The word is coming from heaven right now to you. There's no mechanism. The mechanism is made so that you can hear this in your comfortable zone right now. Yes, you've been church hurt. Yes, you've been in the church. They were not news yet. but you need to be saved now. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord. The Bible said that I must preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. On the third day he rose, and the repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name amongst all nations, wherever those under the sound of my voice this morning. And he said, and ye are witness of these things. And he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you to tarry and ye in the city of Jerusalem until he be endued with power on high. I read just now from the book, the Gospel according to Luke 24:44-49 for your hearing. But my main scripture coming from John, that is the word. I want you to know how important this the word is. You need the word, and the word needs, and I need your ear to hear that word. Now the word, the Gospel according to John, the Bible said, in the beginning was the word. The word. Word is something that we need. We need to download. We need to download biblical words in our DNA. Your DNA need to be activated. That DNA, the Bible declare in this same scripture, John 1 and 12, said to many that receive him. Who is him? Him is the word. Who's the word? Jesus. And I'm glad that you ask, who's Jesus? Jesus is God saved, Jehovah saved. The Bible declared that Gabriel, the messenger of God, the archangel, Gabriel went to Mary and said, Mary, be not afraid. Thou art highly favored amongst all men, all women. He said, that you receive, that she was conceived when she heard that word and she received it, that you are hearing today, she was conceived by the Holy Ghost and she's the child. He said, thou should call his name Jesus. And in interpretation, I would save my people from their sin. Sin, and I'm glad that you asked, what is sin? Sin is a transgression of God's law. It is a broken law. You know, if you run a red light, you violate the law. You violate the law, and a patrol police or police have the right and the authority to pull you aside and read you your judgment that you broke the law, that you could have endangered so many odd people. Even you endangering so many lives. Adam disobeyed the law, the first commandment, the first law. God, the Lord God Almighty said to Adam, all of this belongs to you. All of this is yours. You name it, you call it. It is yours. You can run freely upon the earth. He said, one tree in the garden, this tree, the day that you should eat of this tree, thou should surely die. And because of Eve came and she was enticed, was tempted, and we go through this, she ate of it and Adam died. Because of one man's sin hovered upon that man that we received that because of one man's sin. Jesus came that you may have this life, that come back to fulfill your purpose in your call. To be as a son of God. Yes, he produced a son. God took out of himself a son. God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty, took out of himself nothing else, because he made us in his likeness and his image. So he need the same DNA to produce the same. Every seed of its kind produced the same fruit of its kind. I'm the fruit of Jesus Christ. He's the first fruit. I begot it of Jesus Christ. And that means I am the Son of God. You are the Son of God. Hear this. You need to know who you are. So I thank the Lord for the word. Now you hear that word, and every word has a meaning behind it. Every word has a meaning. Do not be careless with the word that comes out of your mouth, because it means something. There's a spirit attached to the word when it comes from out of your mouth. And you're going to be accountable and responsible for that word. So it is important for you to study the word, to show yourself approved. Do not move, because whatever comes out of your mouth Solomon said it like this. He said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. That word is in your mouth. And that tongue will make that sound. That tongue and that teeth will correct that word to bring it out exactly. And there's a spirit attached to that word. And what I'm saying to you is that you could read the same word, and if you believe it, that's why I quote it to you and I tell you where it is, so that you could read it, you could search it, you could study it, so that it can inspire you, and that it can elevate you, it can motivate you, and inspire you, and activate your DNA, and that your DNA is being activated. Come on now. Your DNA is being activated that you can download these scriptures by meditating upon it. Place it on your heart that out of the abundance of your mouth, your heart will speak and speak the word of truth, and that one can find this word that I'm bringing forth to you this morning. So John, the disciple of Jesus Christ on the island of Patmos, he said, in the beginning was the word that I'm bringing forth to you. No other word. I'm reading for out of King James Version. You know, how many different versions? That is fine. When I first got started, I started with many different versions. That I looked at this version, that version, see what they're saying. There's so many versions that are around, and there's a lot of difference of opinion. But I said, but I'm going to stay with the word of King James Version because this is my English tongue. I have an English tongue. And I say King James Version will be my English tongue where the Bible concerned. And there I am today with the King James. And one of the things that allow me to be, what brought me this far, if you would look in the same scripture here, the stream and the stream book, the Gospel according to John 14 and 26, from 1985 to now, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Lord has led me to the store, a Bible store, to purchase a book, a Bible, the Bible, and I purchase it. And it give me a scripture, St. John 14 and 26, but I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And what the Holy Ghost will do, will teach me, lead me, guide me into all truth, and bring all things back to my remembering. And that was the word of God. I had to buy a Bible. I had to open up the Bible, and I had to be able to articulate the word. And the Holy Ghost, teach me, rightly divide the word of truth into my spirit, download it in my heart, so that when I go out there and I face challenge, the comfort of bring it back to my remembrance, and I will quote it from my heart, because it was in my heart, it was in my mind. And all I had to do is open my mouth, because it was already there. The Bible declares that when the enemy comes as a flood, he will raise up a standard. The word is already in there to rise up. That's why you got an air. Let us part. I come to impart this word into your hearing, that your soul be activated, your DNA be activated. John said, it said, in the beginning was the word. You need the word. Jesus was tempted of the devil into the wilderness. And the devil said, Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, the man of God, the woman of God, the choir director, a churchgoer, if you do be, and you say, people are more ashamed because they do not know who they are. They just have the form of godliness, but not the power. The power is in the word. When you have the word, a leader today wants power, a seat of an authority, he has to articulate his word. He has to formulate his word. He has to dissect his word. He has to put his word looking good on paper, even if you have to just read it, so that they can hear it, that it makes some type of sense, that convicted them and convinced them. And that's what the word is. So if I'm preaching to you and you don't know what I'm preaching about, or I'm talking to you and you don't know what I'm talking about, then what benefit is it? I'm saying to you, I'm no better than you are, but I come. I hear the same word. and I receive it, and it gives me this authority, this power to be here today for 37, 38 years now, sitting where I'm sitting, and I have not regretted. I have not regretted today because it's life. It have not aged me, but it gave me life. Allow me to stay by the livings of water and flourish, and my root travel, and I receive life and abundantly. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Lord God. Capital G, with a comma and a full stop, the Lord God, the Creator, the Maker, the Sustainer, the Provider, the Abba Father. In the beginning, all about Him. We read from the beginning, but look at it before the beginning, as we will read in Ephesians, that we were in Him before the foundation of the world. But we are talking about the foundation of the world at the beginning of the foundation of the world, because in the Lord God Almighty, there is no such as beginning, who He is. Praise God Almighty Jesus. Hallelujah. And trying to think of that or to find that out, that's not relevant right now. On the earth, if I do not understand the earthly things, how then in terms I will understand the things that I do not see? But I want to bring forth to the things that you can see, feel, and yet touch. You can touch this Bible. When Jesus was here, the Son of the Living God, God in the flesh, they touched Him. They walked with Him. They slept with Him. And He discipled them. And He gave them power, and He restored them. And He said, I am coming back. And He said, greater works than this you shall do. Come in alignment this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Now, the Bible said, as you know, Gabriel came, that the beginning was the Word. And we know that when we read in Genesis, the Bible said He spoke the Word. He spoke all elements, all matters into being. Yeah. Amen, yes. Praise. So this morning, John had told us that it speaks about that He's always been there before the beginning, and He is the Word. And His Word, if His Word speaks something, it activates. Your Word, the Word that you speak, you cannot be careless with the Word that comes out of your mouth. Your Word should be greater than even your name. Your Word will make your name. When you live by the Word, and the Word becomes you, and you becomes the Word, it'll manifest who you are. The Word is the seed. Luke and 12. The Word is the seed. So in other words, every seed produces the same fruit of its kind. So that's why it's important for us to study the Word, to articulate the Word, and rightly guide the Word of truth. And the truth is something that's not changed, but yet could be proven. And as I read before, in this portion of Scripture, and Jesus said that He came to fulfill. It is written in the laws of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning Him. And we read in Psalms 40 and verse 7, it said that, lo, I came in the volume of the book, and He came and fulfilled it. And for a short period of time, yet to go, because He came to fulfill, to put you back in place. Because the devil hovered over Adam, that took the rights that Adam had, that we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So our nature is a sinful nature. We don't have to do nothing but just to be born. We automatically have to teach you how to sin, how to live in error, to do wrong. That comes automatically. But you have to acknowledge that you need to be saved. So the word dwells when Gabriel went to Mary, came to Mary, and he spoke the word. That word dwell in Mary, and she was conceived. That word dwell in Mary, and she was conceived. And it bring forth the baby Jesus. Now she's going to birth baby Jesus, because when the word spoke to Mary from Gabriel, she was conceived a child. That's where then in terms the separation. In one sense is that in fact the word was with God and the word was. See, it was always there. 14 generation came and Gabriel came, the fullness of time came, and the word out of God himself spoken into her. She was conceived and it dwelt in her. It was not a physical sexual relationship. It was the spirit, the word of spirit, the spirit word that came and it dwelt in her and it bring forth the baby Jesus. Amen. That's what we have today. Amen. So you know that when a man and a woman comes together and they do what they has to do, she can get pregnant, but she was conceived. We truly want to thank the Lord for that. Now you know. Amen. And that's the first verse. And the second verse, and the same was in the beginning with God. And this is the same, and the beginning was with God. Okay? God. So in other words, he's God in the flesh, all by himself. There's nothing else. So what went into Mary came in the flesh was God in the flesh. A spiritual being in the flesh. We are children of God. We need to be reconnected. All right? Need to be reconnected. The same in the beginning. As you read in Ephesians, you say that we were in him before the foundation of the world. So we have been in him, the same in the beginning. Amen. The same in the beginning. So we are a spiritual being into an earthly vessel, in an earthly body that we could feel, and we could feel and we get cut, we can see the blood. But we are human beings. Human beings. Spiritual. We're spiritual. All right. We are spiritual beings. We are sons of God. You need to know that you're sons of God. We are sons of God. And the third verse is said, all things were made by him. Who is it? The word. All things were made by him. Who's him? The word. We're speaking of the word. Who's the word? Jesus is the word, which is Jehovah save, God save. It's wrapped up in the word. Jesus means Jehovah save, or God save. Here it is, God save. We are man of God. That means human God. God in a human body. God in a human body. Satan need a human body to operate as the devil. That's why you see people are walking around like a devil, is because they got a devil spirit in them. They got the spirit of the devil operating in their beings, in their head, blinded their minds, operating their gifts, and they're blind and they're not knowing it. They're operating the gift that has been in them, but they're controlled by demonic force. So the Bible declares that all things were made by him. That's Jesus. Or let me put it in. The Lord. All things were made by the Lord. The Lord God. All things were made by him. Let me refer back in the Old Testament. The Lord God. Because when we read in Genesis, and we go Genesis 2, 3, and it show you that the Lord God had made. The Lord God had made. The Lord God had made. So all things were made by him. That's the Lord God. And we can see that. And if you look in the Bible, you will read that. It say that now in Genesis, you will read. Okay? You'll read that in Genesis. In Genesis 2, the Bible say the creation of man and woman. Okay? And you see that it would say that the Lord God had not cursed it. Okay? The Lord God had made the earth and the heavens and every plant before. We will read in Genesis 2. When you read in Genesis 2, amen, in Genesis 2, you will read, all right, that the Lord God had made it. Genesis 2, you will read it, all right? Him, the Lord God had made all things. And without him was anything made that was made. Amen? So now we know that in the Old Testament, if he came in the volume of the book, he was the Lord God. So the Bible said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Amen? So we could see that to show you the differences between when he is who he is, because he came in the volume of the book. And a lot of folks do not identify. I don't want to go into the theology part of it, of disbelief, but he said he came in the volume of the book, and he speak about him. We do not refer to who is him. Him has a name. Our Father has a name. The Lord God has a name. The Lord God is a true and the living God. And the Bible said that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. That Jesus Christ, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has ever been Lord. That's ownership. The creator, the maker, the sustainer above all gods, all creation, all principality, all powers, all rulers. He is the Lord God above all. Without him, nothing was yet made. Amen. When we read in Psalms 24, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. And the Bible declare in Psalms 24, he said, for he had founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Amen. So there is a reference, all right? Because if I don't show you reference, then you are confused to know what I'm talking about. Confused, leave piece of the puzzle out. But it said that all things were made by the Lord God. And without the Lord was not anything made that was made. Amen? And that is so important. And the Lord God, okay, the Bible said that when Jesus, okay, and Jesus is that child that is God in the flesh, Jehovah saves, and he is the Messiah. He is the Messiah that he came, all right, said that he came. And the fourth way, say, in him now, that's Jesus now, say, in him was the life. And now Jesus came, which is God saved. Now Jesus came, that God saved. Now Jesus came, all right, the only one that can save you from your sin, the only one that can deliver you from out of the pit and the marrow, is Jesus. That name, that same name called Jesus. And that's why we must preach Jesus, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. That's why we must preach that. Because the Bible said that in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. It came for you and I. Man is the human race. He came to save the human race. I come in to seek to save that which is lost, that human race, that Adam race is lost. Jesus is that light that came, as the Bible says, in Jesus was life, and it was the life and the light of man, and the light that shined into darkness, and the darkness apprehended not. They could not do nothing. They could not take them. They could not do nothing with him. They could not take his life. They could not do nothing, absolutely. So there we are this morning, is that the reason why I must be able to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Said all things were made, everything that is made. And that's the reason why we need to know what thus said the Lord thy God. That is the reason why you must get fresh manna from heaven this morning. Amen. To God just be the glory. So we want to thank the Lord for John the Apostle, beloved John, on the island of Patmos. Speaking of the relationship of God and Christ, Okay, they are one. How they becomes one. It's amazing that how it becomes one, the three elements. And if I would say to you this morning that if there's an egg, if you take that egg that out of your refrigerator this morning, and you take that egg, come on, you take that egg. You take that egg out this morning, and you crack that egg. And when you crack that egg, you have three elements, three parts of that egg. You got the shell, the protector. This body is a protector to protect what is in the inside. What is in the inside? What is in the inside is greater than what is on the outside. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the Lord want to operate in you from the inside. Whatever the white, the album, whatever that is in the white, whatever function, if it is the brain, or if it is the brain, or it is the spirit of the living God, whatever it is, and that white are developing, but it has to stay in the shell. Now, whatever the yolk, if it is bone or whatever structure, but it has to stay in the shell. It has to remain as one, and the shell is the one protected so it can develop. It is time that you need to develop so that you can become whatever that egg may be. Whatever that egg may be, that's what it's going to produce. Every egg of its kind will produce whatever it is, whatever nature it may be, but it'll be an egg. It may have a form of an egg or a plastic bag, or we develop in a bag so that we can keep all elements together. And that's why we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word, because we need to be connected so that we can have this life, so we can develop to know our purpose and our means and knowing who we are in Christ Jesus, all right? Not just be a churchgoer. We are children of the Most High. That's what the psalmist said in 82. Know ye that ye are God's and we are the children of the Most High. You're not just anybody. You are the children of the Most High. You carry his DNA. That's why they call you, that's why I said to many of you, see, you become the children of God. You have God principle. You have godly power that is in you. He gave you power to do greater work. But you have to receive the word, which is Christ Jesus, which is Jesus, that gives you the power. Because in Matthew 20, it says, all power is given unto Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth, because he is the Lord thy God. Got to know the differences is coming from, you see the egg, that is cracked. You see the egg is cracked, it's not developed. But what's in that egg? Prematurely, when you crack that egg, it is only three parts. But when it develops, it becomes a if it's a chicken egg, it develops as a chicken. And in that chicken, praise God, in that chicken to develop, you see, you need a chicken to develop another chicken. And it produces eggs to be able to bring forth other chicken. So every seed of its kind will produce the same fruit of its kind. So the Lord God had to produce a son out of himself to replica or to produce a son. Amen. And to produce what he called sons of God. We're not a father, not produce a father, but a father can produce a son. We are the sons of God. He said that we are sons of God. And it takes him to be able to interject himself to where it is that we become the sons of God. He produced a son out of himself to receive us as sons of God, and that we receive him as sons of God. He said to many that received the word in the same scripture, John 1 and 12, he said that, but as many as received the word, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. Let's clap that up this morning, man. Powerful, powerful word. God told me don't even cut you off because the Holy Spirit was just flowing through you, man of God. I know some listener that's listening in that they get a, you know, some people just get a egg sandwich. You gave them some filet mignon today through the word, the spiritual word of God. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, letting God use you on this beautiful Sunday morning. DJ Prayer, you on the ones and twos. Go ahead, let's clap that up. Let's clap up the man of God, the prophet of God, the P-R-O-P-A-G-T, not the P-R-O-F-I-T. Wow. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he don't count. Boy, I'm telling you. DJ Brown, what you thought about that word this morning? DJ Prayer, you there?
That was a powerful message. I learned a lot.
You learned a lot?
I did.
I'm telling you, I did too. It's always a higher learning. When God taking you higher, there is a higher learning. And, you know, I know I've been, you know, me and him been together a long, long time. He is. Prayed because, you know, prayed with me because he is a real prophet, a real man of God, and real prophet of God. And a lot of people don't believe his prophets in the day. They don't believe that healing still take place. They don't still believe that you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God said we will do a greater work than he did when he was on the work, you know, in the earth. So I just want to, you know, say thank you, man of God, for allowing God to just use you in such a profound way, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We want to let y'all know each and every Sunday morning, he's going to kick it off here 11:30 until whatever time God sees fit for him to get off. And we're just excited and elated to have him on our broadcast today. Just an amazing word. And I want to let you know we brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com for all of your staycation needs. If you're trying to travel, we definitely can help assist you in going to the Cayman Islands, wherever you want to go. We can get you an all-exclusive trip, give you 15 spots on the Greg Shell Show for the low, low price of $1,000. This is in an all-inclusive resort. You can go to Nassau, Bahamas. You can go to Costa Rica. You can go to Dominican Republic. Right here exclusively by just letting them know you heard it on the Greg Shell Show. Man of God, how you feeling, man? Let me just pray your strength back. Father, I ask you all the virtue that left his body this morning, Lord, I ask you to replenish it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will continue to guide him and give him clear direction, Lord God. As he lead me, Lord, as a fisherman of men, as the man of God, Lord, I pray that your word will go into the highways and the byways of the nations and that they would hear what the Spirit of the Lord God is saying to the churches. And churches are simply man, humans. Repent of your sins and live for Jesus, not in a religious way, but in a relationship way. I hear people say about the Jehovah Witness. I say, well, I'm a Jehovah Witness. I love to proclaim that Jehovah is my God. And so, you know, I don't know why people think they better or greater than, but nobody's nothing if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord that's living in you. So what you think about the Greg Shell Show, man of God?
I think it's awesome. It always get better. There's always room to be greater. The Lord made us to be greater. Jesus said, greater works than this thou shalt do. So apparently he'll place all the elements, everything is possible. Nothing can stop it if we intend to make a stand. If we intend to make a stand, you will see the glory, because it's for the glory of the Almighty God. It has nothing to do with your disappointment, your downfall. It's about the glory. As long as it's about his glory, nothing can stop it. Because he said, upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Go ahead, man of God.
Oh, boy. So watch this. You know, when they, you know, I was on all those various radio stations, they was using me, and you know, not, you know, compensate me. God gave me my own radio station through Curvy Capone Productions out in Texas. So God will use something simple to bring something powerful. And then we're just elated to have them all on the line. DJ Prayer, would you, I know we want to have, I want to have it as we go with you on Sundays. With, you know, with your shamanic messages. I want to have it where we can have a Q&A because some people be want to ask questions. Now, if they wanted to get in contact with you, how could they get in contact with you?
786-478-8263.
Say it again.
786-478-8263.
Do they have it? Do you? I know you be online and stuff with different services. How can they reach you online?
Well, my Facebook is Fishes of Men, number one, or Gina Tear Sherman.
Fishes of Men, number one.
Yeah, or Gina Tear Sherman, G E A N N O T I R E. Sherman.
Okay. Real good. DJ Brad, you got any questions for the man of God this morning?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. We can answer them on next Sunday. But the first one is something that always puzzled me. It says in the Bible, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then it says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So if you're died and you're absent from the body and present with the Lord, how are you going to rise first? That's one question. And the second question is, everybody says that in the Bible it says, don't eat the pork. Some people say Jesus didn't come to change the law, but fulfill the law, which means he didn't come to change the thing about eating pork, is what they say. But then at the same time, it says anything you bless, you know, anything you ask God to bless is good. So those two really got me puzzled. So,
we can
answer those on next Sunday.
Next Sunday, you can address those questions. And as we get ready, y'all, each and every Sunday, we're going to have the Fishermen of Men show exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, starring none other than Prophet Geno Tyus Sherman, all the way out of Nassau, Bahamas, by way of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's in the house with us, and hopefully you learn something. Hopefully you can go and hear the word again. Go back and listen to the message by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. Woo-wee. Well, I'm so filled this morning. I'm telling you, the anointing is just flowing this morning. I mean, some things I didn't, you know, I'm on some things. God speaks to me directly with some things, but he reveals some things through the man of God today to me. And I'm just excited to be able to get that that nurture, that what they call it, nurture, that nectar, you know, from the word of God. And thank you so much, man of God, for being on our broadcast today. And I'm looking forward. We got to get some flyers made, man. You got to let people know. You got to let people know to listen. They can go back and listen to it, Prophet.
Yes.
Yeah, you know we're getting ready for the big show December the 9th in Montgomery, Alabama. We're going to be in actual studio. Real quick, you know, your new TV show is going to be coming on in 2024, Taste It. We've been talking about it for the last three years. It's been almost 3 years, and I ain't know that much time had passed by. You've been hanging out here at the house with me and all that. Really excited about your TV show, Taste It. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about that piece in these couple these last few minutes on the show.
The TV show?
Yeah, your TV show, Taste It.
taste it. Well, I come from the background. I've been in the hotel industry for quite some time. I worked in some of the finest restaurants in Paradise Island, in an Italian, the Casa Matti, the French type. And I've been all my life is that tasting these various different type of food and seasoning that put a good taste bud into my taste. And I always say that if it looks good, taste it. If you can, if you want to know what it tastes like, taste it. If it looks good, taste it. If you're curious about it, taste it. And if it looks good, really taste the presentation. Taste it. Yeah, it's about tasting. You know, and the Bible said in Psalms 34, it said, taste and see. So in other words, when we're eating, and if we want something and taste, just like everything else, a woman want to look beautiful so that she can be complimented. The food must be the same thing. It's like when a woman is dressed for a banquet or wedding. So it looks good. And if it smells good, taste it. If it looks good, taste it. That's the only way you're going to know to see if it really tastes the way it looks. That's what tasting is all about. Amen.
Okay, real good. Real good, y'all. We're here to shut out the show. Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of The Greg Shell Show. Hopefully y'all had an amazing time, and we'll catch you tomorrow, guys. We're at the same time, same station. Keep it locked right here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12:30 p.m. noon, hanging out with us here. DJ Pratt, you got any closing remarks in these last seconds?
Keep on praising God.
Thank you again, man of God, for hanging out with us. Y'all will catch him again next Sunday, God's will. Y'all be blessed and peace be with you always. God bless.
God bless.